5, After the Hour, by Les Weinrod. Five after the hour. Play the theme song, Mr. Conductor. Play it sweet, play it smooth. Make music a man can whistle. Thank you. A theme song is composed for you, listener. Fashioned so that you can settle yourself comfortably near your radio. Designed for your ease in listening. Require time for comfort and ease. 50 seconds. Now, prepare to be disturbed. By the man without a face.
Now, have gone. I must think this out very carefully. I must decide what to say before they return to kill me. It is so difficult to think now. Think, man, think. Your future, your life depends upon it.
Your future, your life. Do you not remember the day you died? 10, or was it 11 years ago? I was at home, getting ready to attend a meeting of the bakers. Now, Liebchen, my cap.
Here it is, dear. My, you do look handsome.
Do you like it worn straight or cocked over the eye, so?
Very jauntily. That way. And you shan't be late, shall you?
No, no. When the Munich Bakers Guild meets for an evening of beer drinking, singing, marching, who can say any hour is late? An excellent evening. Oh, excellent. Such singing, such mug.
Hey, it was good. Und the beer? Wunderbar.
What more pleasant a life could a man desire? Good friends, good companionship, laughter, music, and marching to Sturman.
Right, absolutely right.
How easily you are both contented.
Well, why should we not be content?
Why indeed?
Germany lies bleeding, disgraced by the terms of Versailles, sold out by the capitalists and the communists and the Jews, and you are content to wear those foolish uniforms and sing sentimental songs. You have no purpose in life.
What greater purpose can one have than to raise a fine family, have a successful bakery, and belong to a club?
Yes, whatever are you talking about?
Blind, blind thought of you. History is being written around you, and you have not the eyes to see. Germany's destiny is being planned, and you have not the sense to understand. He has come to lead Germany, to redeem Germany. He will be our savior.
I should have sensed it then. I should have recognized it as a disease that would spread over all Germany, a disease from which the German soul would shrivel and wither and eventually die. Now I remember my friend's face as he spat out those words. There was hate there in his eyes, hate and fanaticism, and cruelty and lust.
There was greed for power,
There was everything a human should be frightened of. But I did not see it. Perhaps it was dark that night. Perhaps the beer blurred my vision. Perhaps it was because this swastika was then only a hooked cross in a red field. The fear was then only a politician who spoke very loudly and made us feel that we should conquer the world through bluff and bluster. So I returned to my home and hung up my uniform of the baker's guild and went about baking the lightest Pfannkuchen in all Munich.
Dummkopf, Schreck! How many times have I told you you do not pull the trace out yet?
I'm sorry, master. I did not mean to be so careless.
He did not mean to be so careless. For an excuse like that, an apprentice receives a reward like this.
Oh!
Now, perhaps you will remember the exact moment one pulls the trays out from the oven. Now, perhaps...
And who dares to open the door without my permission? Who dares...
Come with us. Immediately.
What talk is this? What do you mean by the...
Pick him up. Take the boy, too. He has seen. This is the baker, Herr Doctor.
Heil Hitler.
Ja, Sieg Heil. The physical characteristics are as described. Nose, however, we will try. His ancestry has, of course, been thoroughly checked.
5 generations here in Munich. Aryan to the last drop of blood.
Yeah, good. And now, tell me, baker, are you prepared to shed a few drops of your pure Aryan blood in the cause of the Third Reich?
I may. It is permitted that I speak.
To answer questions, yeah.
But why have I been brought here? My family...
Your family is safe for the moment. They are in protective custody.
But why...
Take him away. They are ready for him in the operating room.
Operating room. The many surgeons. Oh, they examined me. The measurements of my face. Then the anesthetic and the operation. Weeks, many weeks in the room. Never being spoken to. Strapped to the bed. My face a hideous torment. Burning, itching, hurting. Then, that day.
Yeah, of course we shall find that soon. Yeah. And now, we shall see the results of your surgery.
I pray I have been successful.
If you have, your work is over. Mine begins.
We have come to remove the bandages. It will not be painful.
Thank you.
So, we begin. When we are finished, we shall have a surprise for you. Here, doctor.
Proceed with your work.
Of course. My apologies. There. Now, to remove this last bandage. So. Ah.
Yeah. Incredible. This work I shall enjoy. Well, Baker. Are you not curious?
I do not know what to say.
Good. Continue so and you will prosper. With such a face, how can you help but prosper?
Such a face?
Yeah. Here, take a smear. Now, look at yourself.
Oh, no! I must be mad! Oh!
He has fainted from the shock.
Yeah, understandable. Would not you faint if you awakened and found you had the face of Adolf Hitler? The face of Adolf Hitler. My face. What a fantastic thing. My reason tottered. I was certain I'd gone mad. Then the little Herr Doctor, he of the club foot, came again to my room. With him was the plain man I was to learn to fear. The one with the thin mouth and the nose glasses.
You are to be given the most glorious opportunity. The opportunity of laying down your life for your fear.
My men of the Gestapo and Schutzstaffel will, of course, give you every protection. Needless to say, you'll be watched at all times. You will do nothing unless ordered. Is that clear?
I understand.
To your person, the Führer will be spared many taxing moments. His person will be reserved for only the most important activities. And now, your course of instruction will begin. Head erect. Shoulders back. Left hand looped on the belt. Yeah? Yeah. Better. Now the eyes flash. The head is thrown back. The right arm upraised in salute. Stiffly. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
No. Not like a weak thing. Like a liar. Again.
But, Herr Doctor, I cannot much though I try.
Yeah, enough. Take him back into the room with the recording equipment for the rest of the day.
Belogen und betrogen werden. We have been lied to and betrayed by the capitalists, the communists, and the Jews. England has grown fat off the meat of our bones. Russia lies waiting to pick those bones. And the Jews, like the jackals they are, stand ready to eat the remains. Germans, arise! We sind belogen und betrogen worden.
Nein, it is of no further use. He will never be able to emulate the Führer's voice.
Then we will dispose of him.
No. Much effort has been expended on him. He will do for routine matters. Mass demonstrations, parades, various inspections where the Führer is not expected to speak. You follow?
Yes. And for all functions where there is the slightest degree of danger.
That was why I was spared. There were others with faces like mine who could do the speaking on occasion. I learned of them quite by accident, and I kept the knowledge to myself. At first I was afraid, and then I was no longer fearful. People looked at me and cheered. People looked at me and trembled. There were even those who knew I was not what I seemed to be, but they were respectful. After all, one does not know what will happen. Yes, I liked it. I felt the power, the glory of leadership.
Glorious leader, the youth of Germany welcomes you.
In your thoughts we find our inspiration. In your deeds we find our ambitions. In your hopes we find our goal. We are you, and you are Germany. Heil Hitler!
Yes, one must live the fear of friendship to appreciate it. I thought of nothing else. Now I wore my uniform more and more, even as he did. I resented having only the one uniform.
I wished he would wear many, like the fat one did. I learned much of what transpired in the party, too. The hatred, the jealousies. But one thing above all others I learned, that to conquer the world, one must follow blindly.
You will leave at once for Munich.
At once.
He is there. He is not well. The cares of state weigh heavily on him. Various diplomats are expected. You will be seen in his study while he is resting. You will also abstain from any other activities.
As you command, sir.
In the event you do not completely understand me, may I point out that the various ways in which you entertain yourself are known to us.
Yeah, mein Herr.
That is all. Save one thing. Your situation is one from which there is no resigning. Also, if you are found wanting, there will be no other situation.
Munich, the Brenner Pass, Berchtesgaden, always with honor, with respect. Dachau, Belsen, Nordhausen, Gardelegen, the concentration camps. How the guards outdid themselves to entertain me. And how the inferior race and the political prisoners trembled as word passed through that I was there. The power and the glory of might. Then, the blood purge of June 1934. I was fearful at first, but it was soon over, and I was safe again. I was more powerful than ever. Then Transint Austria in 1938. Anschluss! The fools, we would show them. In 1939, Czechoslovakia. A few days later, Lithuania. Then Poland. But the war went on, and it was good. War is good. Man is intended to battle, and the German is destined to rule. Germany must have Lebensraum, and the Lebensraum she must have is the whole world.
France has capitulated, and Marshal Pétain has agreed to terms of surrender. The Führer is now on his way to Paris.
He danced a jig when France fell. He danced a jig after I had gone forward to try out the surroundings. But I had no fear. There was no one who could stand up to us. No one could question our mind. Then something happened. The astrologers and the mystics came more often to the Reichschancellery. And he spent more and more time with them, and less time with the staff of the high command. The Russian campaign. He promised it would be a great adventure. It was no adventure. Japan struck at America. The Americanish fools declared war. And then the fat-bellied one proved a liar. He had promised us his Luftwaffe would drive from disguise anyone who dared rise up against it. He lied. I was near Hamburg.
Come, sir. We must evacuate at once. The celebration that was planned, it is cancelled.
The Wehrmacht has made a strategic retreat on the Russian front. Our forces have fallen back in good order, and the high command has prepared a trap that will ensnare the recklessly advancing Soviets.
For the national security, greater restrictions will be made on the home front. All citizens of the Reich will register with the proper authorities at once.
Today, I knew it was the end. The Russians were at the very gates of Berlin. The Americans and the British were in the skies over Berlin. And I was in Berlin. The secret sub-basement of the Reichschancellery. With him, with the little club-footed man. The Herr Doctor had just announced over the radio that he would fight with the citizens of Berlin to the end. Now I hated him. He had betrayed us. He had promised us the world and had led us into this hell. Then I heard them talking. I heard them.
You have your orders?
I understand. He will leave by plane. The other one will die here.
But I did not want to die. I wanted to live. I had done nothing wrong. He had betrayed us all. He had promised us victory. You cannot kill me, my wife, my children. I will go back to Munich, my bakery. You cannot do... I must think, plan. They will come back, the Russians. They will think I am him. They will.
This one, we dug him out of the sub-basement of the Reichschancellery, Tavarish Doctor. A good Nazi party member, no doubt. What is left of him, his face you see gone completely. No identification.
Fingerprints were checked. He is no one.
Pulse. Very weak.
Will he live?
Who knows?
Tell me, Doctor, if such a one survives, is there a possibility for plastic surgery?
Possibly. Let me see. My guess, brown hair, weak mouth, pronounced nose.
Typical Aryan, eh? Is it your guess they will make him a new face, Doctor?
I rather think no. The young, them the world can repair. Their faces, their minds, their hearts, their souls. For them, there is hope in the brotherhood of man. For this one and the others like him, these we shall leave without faces. Even as Germany is today. These have lost the right to new faces. These have lost the right to the brotherhood of man. This one and the others like him must go on until he dies. A man without a face.
Have been listening to The Man Without a Face, written, directed, and produced by Les Weinrott. Five After the Hour originated in the studios of WBBM, the Wrigley Building, Chicago. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And this is WBBM, the Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.